USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden called on Afghans to fight for their country as Taliban forces continue to gain territory in that nation. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, Biden said that he doesn't regret his decision to bring U.S. troops home from the country, a move that's on track to be completed by the end of the month. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby echoed the president's statement, telling Fox News that the battle will ultimately come down to leadership in Afghanistan to make the difference.
No outcome is inevitable here in Afghanistan, Neil. There are plenty of opportunities ahead for both the government in Kabul and the Afghan forces to turn back this tide and to defend their country. I think when we look back at this in coming months or even years, we're going to look back and we're going to see that leadership was the real difference here. Political leadership in Kabul and military and operational leadership on the ground in Afghanistan. That's what's going to make the difference.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Senate passed the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill on Tuesday with a 69-30 vote. 19 Republicans joined all Democrats in sending the bill to the House. The chamber then shifted to focus on a $3.5 trillion budget resolution that contains the rest of President Biden's priorities laid out in the American Families Plan. But Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott tells Fox News that the focus should be on growing the economy and lowering taxes before any further spending is discussed.
I don't support wasting money. None. It's your money. Somebody's going to pay for this. So if there's a corner of that's wasted money, I'm not going to do it. I mean, so let's do what we should do. Do roads, bridges, airports, and seaports. Do it when we can pay for it. That's what I did. You can do it. Why don't we start by focusing on how do you grow the economy, cut people's taxes, make sure this is the best place to get a job in the world. Your revenues will grow. That's what we did in Florida. We added 1.7 million jobs. They're not doing that here. They're making it harder for families, poor families. Everybody's going to make it. This is going to make it harder on them.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The United Nations released its report on climate change Monday, but some dispute its conclusions. Lance Pry explains.
The United Nations is reporting global warming is dangerously close to spiraling out of control, warning the world is already certain to face further climate disruptions for decades. Former Communications Director for the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee under President George W. Bush, Mark Morano, tells Fox News the UN report is not based on science, but science institutional theories.
This is what the UN does every 3 to 5 years, and it's essentially, you don't have to trust the science. They're asking you to trust scientific institutions, and this is a political lobbying arm of the United Nations that pretends to be a science panel. They were started in 1988. Their goal is to scare everyone to convince you into, quote, climate action. Al Gore has said these reports are, quote, torqued up. How else do you get the attention of policymakers?
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Hall of Fame goalie Tony Esposito has died. The Chicago Blackhawks announcing his passing on Tuesday following a brief battle with pancreatic cancer. Esposito played nearly all of his 16-year NHL career with the Blackhawks, winning the Stanley Cup in 1969. The Vezina Trophy is the league's top netminder 3 times and was named an All-Star 6 times. Esposito was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1988, the same year that Chicago retired his number 35 jersey. Tony Esposito was 78. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.